In Baghdad, today's events at the United Nations were greeted with deep anger. Iraq's foreign minister, Naji Sabri, conducted a blistering news conference hours before the inspector's report was delivered in New York. He accused the U.S. of being the ones who are escalating the situation and concluded, quote, the ball is in their court. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad, and she's on the line now. Anne, can you tell us any more about the official reaction?
Well, it was pretty much as you described. I'd say blistering, vitriolic. The foreign minister spoke out before the report. There's been no official comments since the report, although unofficially people said it was pretty much what they expected, not great news, a sort of gray response. The foreign minister, as you noted, accused U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell of a series of lies, alleging Iraq has not cooperated with the U.N. arms monitors. And he accused the U.S. and Britain of warmongering, of using the weapons issue as a pretext to seize Iraq's oil. Interestingly, he spoke mainly in Arabic at the press conference, though he does speak fluent English. He addressed Arab reporters' questions mainly, as if this were a last-ditch appeal to the Arab world, you know, that they should take action against the U.S.
That's interesting. How did most Iraqis receive or hear about the Blix report, or did they?
Well, most Iraqis don't have access to CNN. I watched it at the information ministry, along with a group of peace activists and Iraqi officials and other journalists. Ordinary Iraqis are getting their version on the highly censored 9 o'clock news or later news, or they're waiting to get it if they can get through the jamming to listen to foreign radio broadcasts later tonight.
And you've made several visits to Baghdad over the past few months. What changes are you seeing now amid all this talk of war?
Well, on the surface, the amazing thing is there are no changes. I mean, there don't seem to be any preparations for war, if you will, or at least no evident ones. But in the minds of people, it's pretty surreal. People ask you not if there's going to be a war, but when the war is going to happen. As journalists, we all have to work through the information ministry, which does its best to monitor our every move. The conditions are sort of ludicrously cramped where we have to work with this huge influx of reporters now. And when I arrived today, I found a huge construction project underway. And when I joked to one of the Iraqi officials that by the time the offices were open, Saddam Hussein would be gone, or at the very least the story over, and none of us would be caught dead in that particular building, an unfortunate turn of phrase, I admit, he replied, the new offices aren't for journalists. He said they're actually for officials because the information ministry assumes that the information ministry will be the safest place in town, assuming there is a war. So you can see the sort of thinking that's going on.
If Iraqis, as you say, are convinced that there is going to be a war no matter what, any sense that this is a city that is preparing in some ways for combat?
As I say, you know, what's bizarre is they're not. But people do say when there is a war, there's a well-founded impression here that it's going to be very different from the campaign of 91, since this time the United States has made it clear it wants Saddam Hussein gone. It's not just going to be bombing of Baghdad, it's going to be far more profound. These are subjects of endless speculation here. You know, you heard the foreign minister, who was vitriolic and defiant, made every effort to sort of rally opposition to a war. But at the lower level, officials are incredibly depressed, much more so since I was last here just a few weeks ago. And I was astonished to hear one whisper criticism of the regime. That would have been unheard of just a few weeks ago.
All right. Well, thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels.